you get a call to join the Basie Band and you say, wow, it's the Count Basie Band.
How'd you get a call?
Oh, that's a bad story there. I was with Lionel Hampton, as many musicians were, probably everybody on this stage, and traveling around, my sister gets a call from the Count Basie office from Willard Alexander. And I'm traveling somewhere with Lionel. And so she calls me up. She goes, oh, by the way, you got a phone call from Mr. Alexter, Alexter, something like that. Willard Alexander? Oh, yeah, that was his name. I said, well, what did he want? Oh, he said, call him back. Well, when did this message come? Oh, yesterday. Yesterday. And it's Friday, 6 o'clock, office is closed. I have to wait till Monday. I'm going, Willard Alexander, man, you know. And the reason they had heard about me is because Count Basie's lead alto player, Bobby Plater, the gentleman who wrote The Jersey Bounce, Bobby Plater wrote that song.
Didn't get any money for it.
Didn't get any money for it. Using lots of commercials. So he told the band about me. And so when I called back on Monday, they had already hired Curtis Fuller. Because when they call you, it's time to go. You know. So I had to wait a year. And I waited a year. They called me back. And I said, okay, I'm ready to go. And so I got on the band. My first day was March 18th, 1977. My first concert was at Carnegie Hall, Basie Band with Billy Eckstein. I was so green, I didn't even know Billy was on the bill. I was just concerned about, I want to make these notes, you know. And so that's how I joined the Basie Band. And I was very nervous because it was such a big thing to me to get that phone call and to join that band. I was just extremely proud. And I simply wanted to just do the best thing, the best I could do, play the best trombone I possibly could. So that was my first day with the Basie Band.